80 degrees at 8:57. Time for a quick check of commodity markets on this Friday morning. We bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, we just heard from the folks at Marketplace that Wall Street is a little bit lower so far this morning. How are commodities looking?
Well, it's showing a little bit of strength here this morning. We got a three-day weekend, of course, and the June options go off, which usually isn't a big deal. So I think we're probably going to see kind of a quiet day here. I think a lot of the traders are probably taking a four-day weekend, it seems like. If we look at the markets right now, we have corn basically unchanged on the July here at 404 and a quarter. December is unchanged at 422 and a half, so the corn is not doing much of anything. July beans are 1041 and a quarter, that's up 5 and a half. And the November beans at 1052, that's up 4 and a half. The July wheat's up about 5 and a half, 6 cents right now at 536. For the week, we're seeing the corn up a couple of cents since last Friday. The soybeans are up 33 cents. And the wheat's up about 17. Now, keep in mind that the May went off the board. The July is on the board, so it's a nearby month, and that's what the weekly is based off of. So that may be a little bit exaggerated, but we have had a very good week in the soybeans, and mainly due to the announcement last weekend that the Chinese had and the U.S. on the trade agreement had come to some framework agreements, at least, and then we actually saw the Chinese coming in and looking at some potential purchases of things during the week. So that was kind of a confirmation that they were looking to maybe buy some stuff. We actually had an announcement this morning of 312,000 metric tons of new crop beans sold to China and another 165,000 metric tons sold to China, but that's optional origin. So some good news there. I expect to stay at or within the dime probably of unchanged here on the soybeans and right around unchanged on the corn as we go through the day. We could get a little bit of volatility going into the close one way or the other, but a lot of things can happen on a weekend. I think weather is supposed to be warm and fairly dry across the Corn Belt, so we'll see what happens when we come in and start training next Monday night.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That's Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. It's 8:59, and let's take a look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today. Mostly sunny skies, slight chance of a thunderstorm this evening with a high of 89 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 10. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, slight chance of a thunderstorm and a low of 67. For the day tomorrow, mostly sunny skies and a high of 90. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 80 degrees at 9 o'clock.